Haley, thanks so much for dropping by here. Like I said, it's been a nice return back from Florida for you and the team. You know, 6 games, 5 wins. What's allowed the team to put together a nice couple of weeks here?
I think we worked really hard all preseason to get our offenses going, because I think that's something that we always want to do better with and, like, fine-tune our defense. And I think we've just been really good at stringing along hits, and we've been performing really well that way. And I think, like, practice is where we can do really well to fine-tune our defense, and we've been working hard on that too.
It's a bit of a random question, but I want to know, how do you all handle the uncertainty and the unpredictability of everything this time of the year? Because games get moved around like crazy, weekends are extended, practices probably have to move indoors when it's a monsoon like a couple of days ago. Like, how challenging is it to be a softball player with the seasons always changing around here?
I mean, my big thing is just roll with it. I think I like to have my week planned out, but you never know what's going to happen. So, I mean, I love going outside, and I'm always happy when you get to, but I think it's cool to be able to have the opportunity to have a place to go inside. And I don't know, I just like to roll with it. I show up where people tell me to show up. They say, hey, we're going to do this at this time of day. And I say, okay, I'll be there.
Does it make things difficult, though, when maybe you think that it's going to be a game day, and then all of a sudden you find out, hey, the games are getting moved a couple of days later, and you're going to be playing different days or something?
I mean, I think I get a little sad because, like, it's game day, I want to play, but I don't find it difficult. I think I just have to adapt, and, like, I'm used to it by now.
I believe it. We've got to talk about you for a little bit, because you've picked up where you've left off from last season and then some. You're having an outrageously good season, hitting .436, 7 homers already, 17 ribbies already. Your slugging percentage is through the roof. What has been the strongest part to your season at the plate so far?
I think last year I focused a lot on catching and adapting to, like, collegiate catching and focusing on that. So I think this year I really wanted to focus on my offense, and that's what I worked the most on all preseason and all year. So I don't know. I think I've gotten better at it through all that work. I don't really know if there's, like, anything specific that I focus on. I try not to think when I hit, so.
Well, behind the plate, you mentioned that you try to adapt to get ready to play college softball, and you put a lot of emphasis on that. I mean, what's kind of come maybe naturally for you behind the plate this year as opposed to last year?
I think control of the field is something that I worked on a lot last year, because, like, college is a lot more high intensity than I've played before, so I had to get used to that and get used to, like, controlling the field in that aspect. So I think it's definitely still a work in progress, but it comes a little easier than it was last year.
Obviously, this is your second season over on South Hill, but I'm wondering, what brought you to Ithaca? What was the real selling point for you?
I think it's kind of funny, because I toured the college as, like, a student before I ever talked to, like, anything athletic-wise, and I, like, loved Ithaca from that perspective. Like, my tour guide sold it for me, and I just loved it here because of that. And then meeting Coach Roby, I was like, yeah, I really love Coach Roby. Like, I want to be coached by her, and I want to play here. And, like, it definitely helps. It, like, this is a really competitive program, and I wanted to be a part of it.
Haley Petrucci is with us here on BTL, sophomore catcher for the Ithaca College softball team. The Bombers 13-5 on the season as they open up Liberty League play tomorrow. Doubleheader scheduled, for now at least, from what I understand, against Union. You know, let's talk a little bit about, you know, the pitchers and who you're calling the shots for out there. Anna Cornell in particular, she's been the number one pitcher, 6-3 with an ERA just over 2. 73 strikeouts across 54 innings. What makes her tough for opposing batters?
I think Anna's a great pitcher, and I think she knows her stuff, and she knows how to do it the way that works. And I don't know, she just goes out there and she kills it, and I just get to catch for her. I get to enjoy it.
What's crazy to me is that your lineup and roster is filled with sophomores and first-year players. How have you been able to contribute in such big ways so early on here?
I think, you know, we lost seniors last year in certain positions, so, like, there were open spots to fill, and my class and the first year stepped up to fill them, and, you know, we've worked hard to earn those spots, and we continue to earn those spots and work hard to earn them. And I think it was circumstance that we happened to, like, walk into open spots, and I think we've worked really hard to earn them and to keep earning them.
I know it's very early on in the season here, but if you look back at how things were when you were getting ready for the season to where we are now, what's one thing or maybe a few things you feel like has collectively improved for this team from when you were getting ready to the for the season to where we are now?
I mean, I think dynamic is something that gets better as the season goes on. So, like, from day one of preseason to today, like, we've gotten so much closer and we're better on the field because of that. I think that's the biggest thing that just comes with, like, time spent together.
Haley Petrucci is with us here on BTL, a sophomore catcher for the Ithaca College softball team. The Bombers opening up Liberty League play tomorrow with a double dip scheduled for Union. You know, with it being a Liberty League game, that obviously is wildly important. It's wildly key. You know, winning a Liberty League title means you get into the NCAA tournament with the AQ. Does the mindset ever change when you play up against conference opponents, or does it kind of usually stay the same?
I think our mindset is just to go play Ithaca softball, and no matter who we're playing, we just want to go play our game.
What do you feel like the identity of this team is right now?
Oh, that's such a hard question. I don't know. I think we all love softball, and we come together to play it every day together because we love it and we love each other, and I think that's what makes it fun. That's what makes us want to keep going.
And obviously a sport like softball or baseball, you know, it's all about the momentum. It's all about, you know, kind of the swing and the momentum. And once you get on a roll, you can really, really, really get on a roll when you're playing a game on a diamond like that. So what do you think is the key to keeping this up, to keeping these wins racking up and to make things interesting over these next couple of weeks?
I mean, my biggest thing is just to always have fun, because, like, you're not going to enjoy it if you don't have fun. You're not going to do well if you're not enjoying it. So I work really hard to, like, stay in the moment and to make sure I'm having fun, to, like, lift my teammates up and make sure they're also enjoying it. And I think that's what helps us do well, because you're not going to do well if you're not enjoying being there.
You got that right. Hey, Haley, it's been an awesome, awesome start to the season for you and the team, and we can't wait to see how the next month and a half or so goes for all of you. Thanks so much for dropping by here. Really appreciate the time, and good luck here over these next couple of weeks, okay?
Thank you. Thank you for talking to me.